Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another Pioneer Prep. And today's prep is all going to be about this guy, the Paracord Donut. And ever since I featured this on the All Alone episode of the Bug Out Boys, I've been getting a lot of questions on how to make this. So, let's get to it.
Now, before I go into detail on how to make a Paracord Donut, I wanted to tell you a little bit some of the positives on why you want to do this. First of all, let's look at the size. This, I believe, is about 25 feet of paracord. This is about 100. And this is 200 feet. That's a lot of paracord in a very compact footprint. And beyond that, since this is the one that I am going to be taking apart to show you how to redo it, you can just pull and then cut, and then just reattach it, and this all stays neat. No knots, no getting tangled or anything like that. I believe I even showed off the benefit that I actually used the weight of this donut to hurl it over a branch when I was hanging the bear bag. So even though these might take some time, I will admit once you start getting up to 100 or 200 feet, it's gonna get a little tedious. But it's completely worth it with the length and just the small footprint and storage capability of cordage, because as we all know, cordage is so important in a bug out or a survival situation, or just really just daily. So give me a second and I'm gonna unravel this even further and show you how to do it. And voila, it's undone. So let me find an end here. There's one. Let that fall to the ground. Now, before we get started, you need to think about how long your cord is. Because as you create this donut and as you wrap all this cord on itself, it's going to get thicker. And not just out, it's also going to get thicker inside. So this hole is going to get smaller and smaller as you go. So take that in consideration. Now, this is only about 25 feet. So I could do four fingers. I think I'll just do four fingers. Maybe a little slightly tight four fingers. There we go. And wrap this around, I don't know, four or five times. Some people do a lot. I try not to because I like the daisy chain part of it. So get yourself a nice base. There we are. And I try to start also near that little end as well, so I can kind of lock that down. And this is, so you have your base loop, we got our little end right there, just so we know where it is. You're gonna make a loop. Like so. Save your loop. If you notice, the tail of that loop is right here at the hole. This is always the most difficult part. You're gonna pull it through, and it's going to create a loop in itself, and you're going to pull the one loop through the other loop and pull it tight. Get my finger out of the way, that'll help. There we go. Again, there we go. So hopefully you can see that. Now, you're going to take this part, bring it around, and you're going to pass it through the loop that you left created. And basically, this is a daisy chain. Try to make sure I keep that in camera for you. Let's do another one. See, it's back and forth, loop to loop. So you're gonna get a few more, so you can see it coming into form. Let's do one last one here. Alright, so, and also what I'm doing is cinching it down and keeping it all organized. Now I'm going to do this on camera for a bit, speed up the camera, and eventually show you what it looks like when it's got a little bit more form. Because again, this is the most difficult part, but you got this. Now, as you can see, the donut is starting to take shape, and I'm almost back to the beginning. And don't worry, you just keep on wrapping around as you go spiraling, and that's how you start getting a thicker shape like this. And I will emphasize that the first go-around is going to be the most difficult, so do have some patience and make sure that you're keeping your wraps very neat, which if you notice I am, it's coming up the loop, coming back through, and side by side, it's not twisted or anything like that, because this will prevent you from getting weird sort of bulges in your donut. See, again, nice and neat. Back around this way. And the reason that you want to keep those at a minimum is that one, the cord will come out faster, it'll look prettier, but two, once you start getting big here, a small bulge is gonna just get a whole lot bigger as you keep wrapping. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you make a paracord donut. Excuse me for a moment. If you noticed, I was in a very comfy chair when I started out this Pioneer prep, and I did that on purpose because you are going to be sitting down for quite a bit, especially if you're doing about 200 feet of paracord. So sit in, get in for the long run. It's totally worth it. Trust me, it's totally worth it to go through this expenditure of time. And you know, maybe maybe sit down and while you're doing this, watch a couple of Bug Out Boy episodes. It's not a bad idea. I actually think it's a great idea. But nonetheless, I hope you enjoyed this Pioneer Prep. If you did, please do subscribe. There's going to be more Pioneer Preps, bots, reviews, and of course, Bug Out Boy episodes along the way. And if you have any questions or comments about this prep, don't hesitate to ask. Maybe I wasn't able to show how to do it properly or easily enough in the video, and I'll be more than happy to help you out. So till then, take care.